Welcome to the Sageness Podcast, Kings and Queens. I'm your host. My name is Leilani. Today's minisode is titled, It's Too Late. So today's minisode quote is, it's never too late to be what you might have been. And that quote is by George Eliot. So I think it's important. I think it's important for us to get out of, at least for me, I struggled with this, to get out of the it's too late mindset in life. Because I cannot tell you how often I have heard people say this. Like, I have seen people in my life and friends, family, who have these talents and these things that they can do. And a lot of times, like, when I have conversations with them, of course, life has taken them down other paths, other avenues. And a lot of times when these conversations take place, I hear a lot from people that they say, oh, it's too late for me to do all that. And I'm like, is it really? I don't think it is. But, you know, I think that that is like just not a good thing to think. You know, I know in life we get busy, and especially if we're working and have kids to take care of, I know life gets busy. Like, trust me, I know. But I think it's very vital. It's very important to still take the time to make time to do the things that excite us, to do the things that light us up. Yeah, okay, so you didn't make a career out of it because you found a job and did other things, or other events took place and started the ball rolling on other things, and that's fine. But I don't think it's ever too late to pursue things, to do what you love, to make a living out of doing what you love, right? And a lot of times, like, it's just sad, like, the amount of times I've heard people say these things. It just sucks, you know, because to me, and I used to be one of those people, don't get me wrong. I used to be one of those people. Like, I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna go back to school and get a degree in this and do this and do this. And I'm like, yeah, it's too late because I already got my degree in this and I should have did this. And I start thinking, having all those negative thoughts, right? But, you know, I think it's just something that we have to get out of. And so what? Like, so what? It may be too late for you to start a business doing what you love, but that doesn't mean you can't still do it, right? That doesn't mean you can't still do it and still kind of make some money off of it. Or, you know, it doesn't mean that you can't do it, right? And I look like there's so many famous people out there that didn't even make it big in the world till later on in life, right? Google it. I promise you, you will see, like, you'll be surprised at some of the people who are famous now that did not become famous until, like, well into their 40s, 50s, and even 60s. And actually, I did Google some of the names, and some of the names that popped up was Vera Wang, Stan Lee, Martha Stewart, and Sam Walton. And Sam Walton is the owner of Walmart. These people did not become famous till they were in their 40s. I won't say famous. They did not become wealthy or successful till they were in their 40s. And just imagine if these individuals that I just named decided that it was too late for them. You know what I mean? Like, what if Sam Walton decided it's too late for him to start a business? We'd not have any Walmarts. Like, that would be horrible, right? Because I know a majority of you out there go to Walmart, even though I hate going to Walmart, but I still go to Walmart to get all the good deals, right? So, and like, even Stan Lee, he made all these Marvel movies. Like, let me tell you, Marvel is a big thing in our house. Like, we like DC, but we're Marvel fans. And Marvel is the one thing that all of my family can watch because I have kids of all ages, right? But Marvel is the one thing we can decide on. Whenever there's a Marvel movie, we can sit down as a family and watch it. And so just imagine, like, if he didn't create these movies, me and my kids would be struggling to find a movie that we could agree to watch. Like, it's already hard, believe it or not, because when you have teenagers and when you have like adult children, you have high school kids and then elementary school kids, it's hard to agree on what to watch with your kids. Because what the little ones want to watch, the older ones don't want to. What the older ones want to watch, the little ones don't want to. So a lot of times it's hard. But some of this is, and I'm sure, like, them going through their processes, them becoming famous and succeeding, a lot of it is due to the obstacles they faced, right? They didn't get famous until their 40s, or successful in their 40s, but a lot of it is because they had obstacles that they had to face and go through and maneuver, I'm sure. And, you know, in those obstacles, the key thing that they did was they decided not to give up. They kept deciding to move forward. They could have, and I'm sure maybe at one point in time they did say, oh, it's too late for me. Let me just give up and go work my 9-to-5. I don't know, because I hear that all the time. But, you know, they could have decided to give up and not keep going. And it's sad, because when I hear those things, that's just a prime example. There's so many people out in this world that have all these talents that they hide and all these things that they can attribute to the world and to other people's joy. And, you know, they choose not to because they feel it's too late for them. And so many people doubt their capabilities because of that. They doubt that they would be successful. But sometimes it's not even about being successful, right? It's not even about being famous when you're going through processes. It's about just going through the process and learning and loving what you do. And I'm a firm believer that if you do something out of love and out of joy, it will, number one, bring you joy and bring you success. And sometimes success isn't always like making the six figures, right? Sometimes success is just that happiness that we attain because we're doing what we love. And so to hear people say like it's too late for them is, it's just a sad thing to hear a lot of times. And, you know, in the last two episodes that I did, I've been talking a lot about like just going through a process and staying strong in our process. And yeah, we go through obstacles and we go through things in life, but like the last two episodes, the last one I did was about validating your process, right? Validating who you are and where you're at in your process. And the one episode prior to that, I talked about showing up for yourself and standing in your truth, because all of these are things that we have to do when we're on these journeys and we're trying to pursue something that we love, or are trying to start a business or whatever it is that we're trying to do, right? These are processes that we have to do. And sometimes because of those processes, yeah, we're put in uncomfortable situations, but a lot of times those uncomfortable situations are for a reason. And I believe, to me, my belief is for us to expand and grow. Those uncomfortable situations that we find ourselves in life help us expand and grow. Because number one, if you're in an uncomfortable situation, you're going to try to get out of it, right? You're not, or at least you should. Some people don't. Some people decide to stay in the uncomfortable situation and make everybody else around them miserable, which sucks. I don't understand why people do that. Like, go find something that makes you happy. But for the ones who are in uncomfortable situations and use that as a tool to get them to the next level, like, that helps our processes, that helps us move along. And that discomfort is a total push. It's a tool to push us to the next level, or we can use it as a tool to push us to the next level and use it as a tool to gain knowledge and do something with that knowledge, no matter how long it takes, no matter how old we are. You know, I've seen where, and it's so sad, I've seen where people have absolutely hated their job and just said, I can't wait till I retire. And some of them were like years and years and years away from retirement. And it's like, dude, no, do something else with your life. And, you know, for me, I feel like even if you're in a job that you hate, but if you go home and do something you love, you'll still be a happy person. And those seeds that you're planting, you're going home and doing something you love, might flourish into something else that, you know, it might bloom into something else. So it's always good to explore that and to not have that mindset of I'm too old to do X, Y, and Z, because You never know what that seed that you could plant would turn into if you take that step. We put value on time in our journeys. And what I mean by that is we decide in our journeys what's too old. A 40-year-old saying, I want to go to college. A 20-year-old might be like, hey, that's too old. That 40-year-old might feel it's too old. And that could stop them from pursuing their degree if that's what they wanted to do. But if they decided like it does not matter that they're 40 and going back to college, they're just going to do it. In the long run, they're going to be better off, right? Or at least I feel, as long as they finish that degree and move forward and keep going through that process. We are the ones that put value on time in our journeys. We are. No one else does that but us. And we decide that 30, 40, 50 is too old for whatever it is we're trying to do. Nobody else does that but us. A lot of times we make time and age our limitation. A lot of times. Let me ask you this. Out of the names that I read, did you care? Or had, even if you knew that these people did not become successful until well into their 40s, did you care? Did you care that Stanley was 40 plus years old before he really became famous for his comics? Like, did you care? You know, when you're watching that Marvel movie that you love so much, does it really sit in the back of your mind ever that he didn't become famous till he was 40? No. Of course not, because you're enjoying the movie. It's bringing you joy. It's one of his talents, and you're just happy you're watching a movie, right? You didn't care. I don't know. You know, I can't speak on Stan Lee because, you know, I don't know him. Didn't know him. But did he care? Maybe. Maybe not. But he didn't care enough to the point that it hindered his process. He didn't care enough to the point that it stopped him from continuing on in his journey. And he created something that brings families together, right? He created something that is amazing and people love to watch. So, you know, one of the things I think about too is when I was younger, I told myself I was going to be a singer. That's what I was going to do. Dead set on that. Like, I was going to go to college, learn about music, yada, 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 and become this famous singer. And so going through my life, going through my process, I always sit and I think like, and just to be clear, like, singing is not something that I desire to do, but it was something I wanted to do. And so thinking about it now, I felt like I knew that I was supposed to do something with my voice. What it was, I did not know at the time. I thought it was singing, but apparently it's not. And so as I went through my process and I went through my journey, I, of course, started this podcast, right, with using my voice. And in my process too, I thought about it and I was just like, I'm too old to be doing this. I just need to take care of my kids and go to work and be happy, right? And make whatever money I make and just be happy. I don't need to be doing this. This is too much stress. There were times in my journey where I felt that way. I was like, why am I doing this? This is just ridiculous. And so as I started to go through this process of really wanting to start a podcast, I really was just like, no, I could just do it as a hobby. If I enjoy it, I'll do it. I'll keep doing it. If I don't, then no harm, no foul, right? I'll just stop and move on with my life. But needless to say that I enjoy it and it's something I enjoy a lot. And so just imagine like if I had that process where I was just like, I'm too old to be doing this. I would never have accomplished this. And this is probably something that I would never have thought I would have done. But, you know, I knew and I understood at the time I was going through this, I needed to stop putting roadblocks in front of my process and in front of my journey. And one of those roadblocks that we put in, like I said before, it's time. It's time and it's age. We put all these limitations on it. And it's like, for what? Especially when I hear people say, oh, I'm too old to be going to the gym. I'm too old to be working out. You're too old to be healthy. What? You're too old to be active? Okay, fine. Don't go to the gym. But then what do you want to do that's active? That's wild that people think like that, and it hinders their process. It hinders what they could have, would have, should have been, are done, are contributed to this world. So don't let those be your limitations. Do not limit yourself through time, through space, through age. Don't let anything limit you. If there's something that you want to do in your life and you think it's going to make you happy, friggin' do it. Just do it. And if it ends up not making you happy, then stop doing it and do something else. Just do it. Just do it. So if you are one of the ones that say, I'm too old for this, I don't have the time, blah, 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 stop it. Just stop it. Stop saying those things. I challenge you, if you're one of those ones, this week to take the steps to pursue that journey. Take the steps to pursue that dream. Stop saying that it's too late, because you never know what you may set out to do in your journey will lead you to an unexpected destination, and you might end up loving it. So, until our next episode, kings and queens, keep growing, keep loving, and living your sageness.